At the 9th Annual Capital Region Construction Design Build Competition, talented teams of architects, designers, builders, engineers, and college and university students, even some Girl Scouts, join forces to create innovative Disney-inspired structures featuring scenes from Disney classics, modern-day favorites, and all including a little bit of magic. The structures will be made entirely of canned food instead of bricks, stone, glass, and other traditional building materials. Benefiting the food pantries for the Capital District, the structures are on display beginning today at the New York State Museum. The build was last night. They will be on display through the 10th of April. This year's participants are challenged to break a local record of 104,000 pounds. Am I right on that? Yes. Yeah, am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
104,000. It doesn't sound right, and I think, but it is right. Food collected in addition. That's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food.
Pounds of food collected in addition to monetary donations to support local food pantries. To tell us more, we welcome our dear friends, Natisha.
It's a good friend you are.
I want to quickly say something. I was just recording. I was just recording an outro to the program. And I said my name wrong. And I said, oh, it's the first time I've done that. Just said my own name wrong. Natasha Pernicka is Executive Director at Food Pantries for the Capital District. Natasha, good morning. How are you?
Thank you. And I like my new name. I might go with that.
Sarah Stide is also a dear friend. She is President of Capital Region Construction and an architect at EYP. And we welcome them both to the roundtable. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
Really nice to have you both here. It's the 9th year. It's hard to believe that it's been 9 years since construction began. So for the uninitiated, Sarah, tell us what construction is all about.
Thanks, Joe. Capital Region Construction is a design build competition. Teams get a spot that's 10 feet by 10 feet by 8 feet tall. They stack canned goods into colossal structures that ultimately make a really great exhibit. And at the end of a 2-week exhibit at the New York State Museum, the food comes down and gets delivered to the food pantries.
You take over the fourth floor, correct?
Yes, sir.
You take over the entire fourth floor. That's the carousel floor of the State Museum. You take it over, and people vote. How you know what people like the most is they bring in cans of food and deposit them into bags or bins. Sure,
a bin.
We'll call it a bin. and they put it in there, and that way they're counted and we know who the audience favorite is. And then all of that food also goes to the food pantry, if I'm correct.
Yes, that's why we need everybody to bring that food, and that becomes our delta of how we're going to cross that threshold of 104,000 pounds.
And unlike some elections, in this one you can vote as many times as you want.
We encourage multiple votes around
yes.
here. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure
That's
do.
All good. How many structures do you have?
We have 14 teams,
yep.
plus 2 builds from the Girl Scouts who are registered as a junior event this year for the first time.
Very nice. How does it look? They did the build last night. I saw early pictures. How does it look?
It's incredible. It's everything that Disney magic is. That's such a voluminous space, the fourth floor of the museum. And
it's
easy
to get lost there.
It is, and I'm not kidding that, like, the structures fill the space. There's just, it's awesome.
So what do we have? What do we have on display? Do we have a...
We've got all the Disney classics and you know, some new twists as well. We have Dumbo, Entangled, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, Peter Pan, Coco, Wreck-It Ralph, Fantasia, Monsters, Inc., Ursula, Cheshire Cat, Lion King, Lady and the Tramp, Aladdin, and Jack Sparrow.
Wow.
Whew.
That's nice. That's a lot. Good. And that'll all be on display through April 10th, and the structures look good. For anyone who hasn't seen these, well, we'll have a picture on our website, but it is incredible what you can do with the cans. Because just talk briefly how that works as an architect. You come up with an idea for a structure, and then how do you know what kind of food is going to give you the right color to make it look like the Cheshire Cat?
Yeah, it's incredible how it's a microcosm of what these architects and engineers do for a living. So we use 3D modeling programs and computerize using cans as the building block. So they come up with a concept, and then they use that unit to make the shape and the form work. And then they know that they want something with blue labels or red labels, and they go to Price Chopper and they pick out different products that might match that. And again, put it into the computer and just spend 6 months tweaking it until they think it looks right.
And that item then, not just because it has the right color, but that also has to be on the list of the stuff that the food pantry needs.
Yeah, we sure encourage that. I mean, we joke that there's the year of the lima beans and the year of the tuna fish, but the teams really spend a lot of time with that most items in need list from the food pantries to make sure that they're donating really high quality food.
Final question before I turn over to Natasha Pernicka. See, I know her name. and that is, I want to give you a moment to brag here, but give us a sense of, not that this is a competition, you're doing this for all the right reasons and helping people and helping the food pantries, but when you compare Canstruction in Albany to elsewhere in the world, where do we stand?
Thanks, Joe. This is really humbling. So we were just ranked number 3 in the world for our last year's exhibit.
Take that.
They were, when you see it next to cities like London and New York City and Houston and really big cities, it makes me even more filled with joy for what our teams here are doing.
Third in the world right here, and it's at the State Museum, the New York State Museum on the fourth floor in the Capital District through April 10th. Natasha Pernicka is Executive Director at Food Pantries for the Capital District. We certainly, we have partnered with you in many, many a fun drive, and it's a wonderful to see other ways that food comes your way. This has been something that you've been doing the past 9 years, and you've been involved for most of that, and it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's great, and I think the Canstruction teams do an amazing job getting food that the pantries actually need. So we had some volunteers helping out yesterday at the build, and some of the volunteers happened to be coordinators at food pantries, and they were walking around looking at the structures, obviously saying, wow, this structure is so cool. But then they're saying, did you see how much tuna is in that one? Did you see all the vegetables? So so not only are the structures great, the pantry coordinators are looking at them with other things in mind as well.
What does 104,000 pounds, why am I having problems with that? 104,000 pounds of food, I guess because the number's so big. 104,000 pounds of food, what does that do for a food pantry?
That's about 50,000, that can contribute to about 50,000 meals if you think about it. So it's a lot of food that's going out in the community. There's about 57,000 people seeking food assistance from our local food pantries each year. So that food almost can help impact everyone in some small way.
Next year will be 10 years, and I assume you're going to do it next year. Yeah?
I sure hope so.
Okay, all right. so you do it, let's say 10 years. I mean, that I would assume, Natasha, that is becomes a huge part of your year, of what you expect in a year.
Yeah, it's
I don't
a
call
really,
it a fundraiser because you've got the food, but it's a great intake.
It's a really wonderful supplement to the food resources that pantries distribute through the year. Keep in mind that pantries distribute enough food for more than 3.3 million meals every year. So when you're thinking about 50,000 meals of the 3.3 million, it might not seem like a lot, but it really is a lot because pantries so appreciate donated food items. I think a lot of people don't realize that most of the food that the pantries distribute, they have to pay for. And so when they can get such nutritious, high-quality food items donated through the Canstruction event, they are thrilled.
The other thing, too, is that this is just an awful lot of fun. It's a great family event, wonderful thing for the kids to see. They have a vacation coming up? Is there a break or I don't know?
I think so. But April 6th, there's a special family fun day at the museum, and everybody's off on Saturday.
Yeah, that's true. And but you do all kinds of wonderful things, and there's all kinds of neat things going in, plus just a neat thing for the kids to see as well as adults. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, every year I take my kids down, and we load up my kids with cans of food, and they run around and put the cans in to vote for their favorite structures. And I'm excited to see that the Family Fun Day is Saturday, April 6th. I don't know if we'll be able to make it that day, but we'll definitely be going by to vote for our favorites.
When you look at the Girl Scout participation, talk a little bit about the junior program.
Sure. Linda Steffen is an amazing partner at the Girl Scouts in Northeastern New York. So they approached us a couple of years ago and said that they wanted to be involved in construction. Talk about the synergies. They had an event. They were a Hunger Heroes team. They volunteered during Martin Luther King Jr. Day. They had a series of STEM events at local offices. Some of the teams who are participating hosted the Girl Scouts in their office so the girls would learn about what it means to do architecture and engineering as a profession. And then they had this build, and we built Winnie the Pooh with help from Creighton Manning, and we also built Mater from Cars.
So given that this is a profession that is, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, right. Bloodthirsty. that you're out, you're out fighting each other for the jobs and doing all. So for everyone in the community to get together and have all of these great architects and designers working together, that's really cool, too.
I think that's one of the most special things about last night. You know, I keep using the word magic, and it's not just this superlative because it's Disney, but these firms that we compete against each other, like you said, during our day jobs, that kind of all gets left at the door when we walk into the museum and we're building, and suddenly we're an industry, and it's us as one unit helping our neighbors in need.
When you think 14 structures of, so is that 14, how many firms are represented?
We have 14 of these professional teams plus the Girl Scout build.
And you don't have a problem finding people to come in and do this?
No, you know, we were joking that teams were literally knocking us over at the theme reveal to sign up.
Yeah, so that's a nice problem to have. But you don't really have much more room there. You can't grow it too much, can you?
No, and you know, that's something we talk about all the time, and we have to find the perfect balance. I think this year we achieved it. Our board of directors is tiny, like everybody else, like the not-for-profits. We're all spread really thin, and it's a volunteer effort.
Sure.
And, you know, we want to be able to make sure that we service everybody to the best of our abilities and fit them on the fourth floor. And then the exhibit has to be safe for people, you know, that there's clear egress paths. And there's a lot of doors up there, Joe. We need to keep a lot of clear paths.
This is what always fascinates me, because you see these structures, and I know they're architecturally sound, but they're still cans on top of cans. And then you see these sweet two, three-year-old children just racing toward them at full speed.
Oh, dear God, that's when my heart drops.
Oh, God. But nothing has ever happened, and that's all good. It's a beautiful event. It is Canstruction 2019. So it's open today. People can go see it right now.
It's open today.
Yeah. And then it'll be open through the 10th. And then all that food will then be distributed to the food pantries. What do you think, what can we say, do you think, Natasha, to get people motivated to not only come out, but to bring food and to understand the importance of donating food to such an effort and to the food pantries in general?
Sure. I think it's important when we hear things in the news like the economy is going okay, to recognize that for more than 50,000 people in our community, the economy getting a little better hasn't kept up with everyone in our community. And so we're continuing to see high service levels at pantries in our very own community. And it's not just during the holidays. Hunger is a year-round problem. This is actually a really good time of year to restock food pantry shelves. And so it's a really good time for people in the community to go down to the museum, look at these amazing structures, and bring additional cans of food down, because it's all going to go out probably within the next couple of months to directly impact people who, when they go home after their day, open up their refrigerator and their pantry, they're without. And so you're really making an immediate impact in our local community.
The other thing, too, is that bring your camera, because these things photograph beautifully. It's amazing how beautifully they photograph.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a silly thing to say, but our eyes are so complex, and our cameras have a way of dialing things down.
Yes.
And so some teams spell words or have pictures and backgrounds that sometimes you can't pick up on unless you're looking through a lens.
It's really, really cool. So we want to mention the fun day, which is April 6th, correct? April 6th is the fun day, family fun day at the New York State Museum. on Madison Avenue, downtown Albany. There's the Girl Scouts. There is that on the fourth floor as well?
Yes, it's in front of the carousel.
Right in front of the carousel. Perfect place for it. And you can ride the carousel while you're up there.
Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun.
As I do every year. And I have a great time. And, of course, bring cans. Bring cans to vote for your favorite structure. That is really important for you to vote and also to up the total to get to 104,000 pounds. You got to what last year?
Last year, we were at 88, so we've already surpassed last year.
Oh, wow. That's really incredible. Good job. Yeah. Very nice.
I mean, is it fair to say, though, that we want to be number one in the world?
It's always fair. You know what? Our slogan this year is, if you can dream it, you can do it, Natasha. So I think we can.
As I said, bloodthirsty. well, so we got to Fun Day, we got Girl Scouts, and we got bringing cans. That was my list from your PR person.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She'll thank us, too.
Also my wife. Okay. Construction 2019 will be on display at the New York State Museum March 27th through the 10th of April. CapitalRegionConstruction.com for more information. CapitalRegionConstruction.com. Natasha Perdicka, Executive Director at the Food Pantries for the Capital District. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
It's always great to see you. Have a great time tonight celebrating all of this. Sarah Stein, President of Capital Region Construction and Architect at EYP. Sarah, thank you for your wonderful efforts and for the wonderful work you do. I know you work on this all year round, and it shows. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, everyone.
CapitalRegionConstruction.com, March 27th today through April 10th. At the New York State Museum. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.